The Onion Field, a gripping tale of crime and justice. Chapter 1. What's the Onion Field? The Onion Field is a nonfiction book written by American author Joseph Wambaugh, published in 1973. The book is a true crime narrative that recounts the horrific events surrounding the murder of a Los Angeles police officer, Peace Officer Ian Campbell, and the subsequent investigation and trial of the criminals involved in the case. The story begins when two young men, Gregory Powell and Jimmy Lee Smith, kidnap Officer Campbell and his partner in the San Fernando Valley. After a series of events, Campbell ends up being shot in an onion field outside of Los Angeles, while his partner manages to escape. The title refers to the location where Campbell's body was found, an onion field located near the crime scene. Wambaugh, a former LAPD officer himself, uses his insider knowledge to delve deep into the psychological and emotional aspects of the police work, the ramifications of the murder on the officers involved, and the impact of crime on society. Through vivid storytelling and rich character development, he explores themes of morality, violence, and the complexities of the criminal justice system. The Onion Field is often praised for its narrative style and depth of insight into the lives of police officers and the challenges they face. It was adapted into a film in 1979, directed by Harold Becker, featuring John Savage and Donald Sutherland. The book is considered a classic in the true crime genre and remains a significant work in the exploration of crime and law enforcement. Chapter 2, The Background of the Onion Field, The Onion Field, published in 1973 by Joseph Wambaugh, is a true crime narrative that delves into a tragic 1963 murder case in Los Angeles. The book focuses on the real-life killing of police officer Ian Campbell and the subsequent trial of his killers, highlighting the social conditions and the law enforcement environment of that era. Here are some key points about the period and social context of the book. 1. 1960s America. The setting of The Onion Field takes place during a tumultuous time in American history marked by civil rights movements, anti-war protests, and a growing sense of disillusionment among the public. The 1960s saw a significant increase in crime rates in urban areas, including Los Angeles, and the police force was under immense pressure to maintain order amidst social unrest. 2. Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD. The LAPD was experiencing a transformation during this era. The department was dealing with not only rising crime, but also public scrutiny and calls for reforms. Officers were often seen as having a tough image, which was compounded by the media portrayal of police work as a high-stakes job fraught with violence. 3. The death penalty debate. The murder of Officer Campbell and the trial of his killers occurred during a time when the death penalty was a contentious issue in America. The complexities of justice, punishment, and morality surrounding capital punishment are thematic elements that Wambaugh explores in the book, reflecting the broader societal debates of the time. 4. Media influence. Wambaugh wrote The Onion Field in part to address how media portrayal can shape public perception of law enforcement and criminals. The sensationalism of crime stories often overshadowed the human experiences of those involved, which Wambaugh sought to highlight in a more nuanced, respectful manner. 5. Intended purpose. Wambaugh, a former LAPD officer himself, aimed to provide an insider's look at police work and its psychological toll on officers. By intertwining the narratives of the criminals, the victims, and the police, he wanted to illustrate the complexities of human nature, morality, and the reality of policing in an era rife with challenges. Overall, The Onion Field serves not just as a gripping account of a specific crime, but also as a commentary on the American criminal justice system and the societal issues of the time, emphasizing the need for understanding and empathy in the face of violence and tragedy. Chapter 3, Quotes of The Onion Field. The Onion Field quotes as follows. Here are 10 notable quotes from The Onion Field by Joseph Wambaugh. 1. In the middle of winter, it is hard to be tough and boyish, but that's what I was trying to be. This quote reflects themes of masculinity and toughness in the face of adversity. 2. It was a good day for a murder. A chilling line that sets the tone for the grim realities faced by police officers. 3. The Onion Field was the last place you could get away from reality. This highlights how certain locations can serve as a refuge from the harshness of life. 4. Policing is the ultimate team sport. You need to win or lose together. An insight into the camaraderie and collective responsibility of law enforcement. 5. For a cop, you deal with things in a strip-over, here and now manner. Illustrates the immediacy and urgency of police work. 6. We all have choices. We all have a freedom to choose. But there are consequences. Reflects on the moral and ethical decisions faced by individuals. 7. You can afford to be sorry later, after you have taken care of business now. This speaks to the priorities in law enforcement situations where immediate action is critical. 8. The death of a cop is always a death that comes too soon. A poignant reminder of the sacrifice made by those in law enforcement. 9. Fear can make you do some strange things. It can make you a coward or a hero. Discusses the dual nature of fear in extreme situations. 10. You can never really go back. You can only remember and move forward. A philosophical reflection on past experiences and the importance of progress. Read the Onion Field summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/the-onion-field. Buy the Onion Field at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=+onion+field. Buy the Onion Field at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=the-onion-field and languages=n. Search the Onion Field at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=the-onion-field and offset=1.